Today on the show, we spoke about a revolution, a campaign to keep aspirants beautiful. It's very modern. It uses technology. That'll be coming up later in the catch-up. Also, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, Authority, actually, versus the state government. Da, da, da. And also, when have you received a really bizarre payment? Maybe you didn't receive a payment, or perhaps it was marbles or something. It's all coming up on the catch up. Stay tuned.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast. Feels
good. That's Night on Sean for Breakfast. Essence is 747 Triple M. The song's called Hot Summer Nights, and I wonder if you miss those hot summer nights or if you're glad that it is autumn. It's 5 minutes to eight, and I need your help this morning. I want to open up the phone lines, 13 27 10. Am I being reasonable here, or do you have an example of this? Now, I am working. I'm volunteering my time at the Conningup PNC Community Fair this weekend. It's happening on Saturday, 10 a.m. till late. It's going to be a wonderful day. I'll be commentating the dog high jump. There's a fashion parade, which I'll be lurking around, describing the frocks and the blouses, stuff like that. I'll also be commentating the Cougar Gift Sprint. Really exciting day. And the organizer messaged me, and I've already said that I'll do it for free. But she's acknowledged that I'm going to be doing a lot, and it's going to be a long day on the microphone. So she said, Greg from Sports Power has offered 30% off two outfits from the front of store clothing as a thank you to you, if that helps you feel a little less slave-driven. 30% off two outfits from the front of the store. Look, it is a really nice gesture, and I appreciate it is really lovely. But it's a bizarre form of payment, because I guess it means that I'll have to spend some money to get the discount, and instead of getting paid, I'm kind of... Does that make sense? You know what I'm trying to get here? It is bizarre. Again, I appreciate the gesture, but I read it and laughed and said, that won't be necessary. I won't need that little 30% discount off the two outfits off the front of the store, because I know there's some great outfits at the back of the store as well that I've got my eye on. No, that's neither here nor there. But I want to know from you, am I being reasonable? Is that a bit silly, or am I giving up some great hospitality from Greg from Sports Power and the PNC from Conningup? Let me know on 13 27 10. Perhaps you've received a really bizarre payment. Perhaps you've mowed someone's lawn and they've said, I can pay you back, but in marbles. I've got an old marble collection that I want to give you. Perhaps someone said, oh, can you do this job for me? Like, take my fridge from A to B, and I'll pay you in Pokemon cards. I want to hear your bizarre payments this morning. Give me a call on 13 27 10. We're approaching 8 o'clock, and on the other side as well, I want to talk about the Environmental Protection Authority, who are up against the state government. They've locked horns yesterday. I'll give you more details on that after your local news with Dylan Webstein and much more. Or Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCR on Sean for Breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. It's just gone past 5 minutes past eight. And the question this morning on 13 27 10 is, when have you received a bizarre payment? I'm offering my time at the Conningup PNC Community Fair. And I said I'd do it for free, but the organisers there really nicely have offered me a 30% discount at Sports Power on Dempster Street. So I want to know from you, 13 27 10, when have you received a bizarre payment? Now, I've got a caller called in. He wants to remain anonymous, so we'll just call him Jeremy. And Jeremy, you tell me, your girlfriend has you working at her place of business for free.
Yeah, well, there's no money involved, so I suppose that's what you call it.
But you are working for something, what I assume, love, or what do you get in return?
Even that's questionable at times, but in relationships you kind of, you do things for each other, and this is one of those things. No wages involved, mate, so it's tough times for the boys.
This isn't a full-time job though, obviously, is it? I mean, if otherwise you're missing out on superannuation. What about your leave, mate? Do you get leave from this?
Well, I mean, this is where it gets, I don't want to push the legal side of it too much, but I don't know if there's some sort of corporate watchdog that listens into your show, mate, but no real entitlements or anything like that. Doing it for relationship reasons.
Can you give away where it is, where this work is, or would you prefer to keep that anonymous as well?
It's at a tavern of some sort.
Okay.
In the Essence district, but yeah, I'm sure you can join the dots, mate.
So if you've seen a boyfriend girlfriend couple working behind the bar pouring beers, then you know who it is. It's anonymous Jeremy on the Triple M. Thanks for joining me this morning, mate.
No worries. Cheers.
Let's keep the phone lines open. 13 27 10. If you have been receiving or have received a bizarre payment. This is In Excess. Up next, the state government versus the Environmental Protection Authority. They reckon some new regulations may take away potential jobs. Hear that.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
In Excess and what you need on Sean for Breakfast. Essence is 747 Triple M. Still a few clouds poking around at the moment. It hasn't quite cleared up. And I want to talk now about an interesting situation which is currently emerging between the Environmental Protection Authority, otherwise known as the EPA, and the state government. Now, the EPA have just recently adjusted their carbon emission standards, saying that new oil and gas projects will need to be carbon neutral. That basically means once they move in, they'll have to pay some cash to offset their emissions. And this move, this adjustment to the standards, has really upset the state government. The Premier will actually meet with resource industry heads later this week to discuss alternatives to the EPA's guidelines. I guess they're concerned that this may hinder some projects coming to the state and therefore mean less jobs for West Australians. Now, people that are in oil and gas, the companies that the Premier will meet up with, they're businesses such as Shell, Chevron, Woodside, Santos. These are big multi-billion dollar companies, and the oil is in WA. What is wrong with being carbon neutral? I don't understand where all this fury has come from with the state government. They can afford to be carbon neutral, and they will come here. They won't like it, but the jobs will come. I promise you, Woodside, they can certainly afford it. I think the state government are just getting their little knickers in a twist for no particular reason. Coming up very soon, we've got Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. We've also got the Monkees, one to listen to while you're sitting at your desk, staring off into the distance. It's all coming up next on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
They were tabbed as the American Beatles equivalent. That's the Monkees and Daydream Believer on Sean for Breakfast. Essence is 7:47 Triple M. It's 20 minutes past 8, and I think I've taken up the wrong hobby with football. I should have taken up fishing. The Esperance Deep Sea Angling Club Classic was on the weekend. There was 80 boats from across the state, from Kalgoorlie to Albany to Bunbury, who took part, and Michael Godfrey has taken home a stack of cash from that competition, and this is why I'm doing the wrong hobby. His 17-kilo Samson fish saw him take away more than $13,500. Ay caramba. It's a $1,000 prize and a cow cutter of $12,500. That's unbelievable. Other prizes as well. Max Cody earned himself a whopping $6,500 at the weigh-in for his red snapper and break sea category. His snapper that he caught was just over 3 kilos, and his break sea was 2.7 kilograms. These are big fish. That's 17 kilo. That's bigger than most dogs. You know, that is huge. So well done to all those guys. And I tell you what, the deep sea fishing, I mean, it's great, relaxing fun, and it's also apparently pretty lucrative. So get involved. Bob Seger now. Silver Bullet Band. Coming up after 8:30, a follow-up from yesterday. We want to talk about rubbish in our town. If you're passionate about the environment and keeping it Esperance beautiful, then tune in after 8:30. It's coming up on Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And one of the stories that I brought to you yesterday was about some of the littering that was around the town. So basically, there were some photos that went up onto the Esperance Community page Facebook, and it was of some bits and pieces of rubbish on the Esperance tourist loop. Now, I said to people, how do you think we can stop the littering around Esperance. I've got a man who's well-versed in this. He's the coordinator of Clean Up Esperance. His name is Noel Fleming, and he joins me on the line. Noel, how are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Sean.
Now, before we get tucked into how we can prevent some of the littering that we see around Esperance, one of the things that you can do is simply pick up a lot of the rubbish, which is what you guys did a couple weekends ago now on the March long weekend. How did that cleanup go?
Fantastic. We had a record roll-up. So we had about 50 local people attend, which was far exceeded our expectations. And we picked up about 50 bagfuls of rubbish along the beaches from Bandy Creek to Blue Haven, covered most of those areas.
So I clumsily said yesterday, I sort of, with the rubbish that had been seen around twilight towards the Mile Beach, I'd sort of said, put the blame really on a lot of tourists in the area. Now, you got in contact with the show. You disagree with this fundamentally?
I do, because just my experience with travellers, say the grey nomads, for example, you wouldn't even get half a bag full amongst a whole lot of them because they're very, very conscious of throwing away litter. And then you go to the younger backpacker international travellers. And I know for a fact we get two or three each time we have one of these events every month on the first Sunday. And we normally get two or three of those international type travellers. And maybe only one or two local residents participating. Look, it's like everything. There's good and bad amongst them all. I don't think we can just categorise one group and say they're at fault. All walks of life, there's people littering. What we're trying to do is encourage everyone to do the right thing. Keep your rubbish in your car, take it home and put it in your bin. Mm-hmm. And I've got a new method for those serial chuckers, I call them. Next time they're going to attempt to chuck the rubbish out of the window, put your windows up first.
That's, to be honest, and that's usually my method, to be fair. My car is horrendous. There's quite a bit of rubbish there, and I do a weekly clean out, but I refuse to throw it in nature. I mean, these are our beautiful, pristine beaches. How dare we even think about trying to make them look awful with bits of rubbish flung around? You guys do a really great job, and cleaning up once a month is amazing. It's all volunteer work as well. But I think it'd be great if we could get to the crux of the issue and not have people littering in the first place. What would you like to see done around town that would help decrease the amount of rubbish seen?
I think it's just more public awareness and maybe pressure on people saying, you know, hey, you've just thrown something out of your vehicle. Would you mind picking that up? And with our monthly clean-up, I was just going to mention we had a group of the Christian Family Church attend that last event, and they pitched in and did a fantastic job. Everyone had a good time. So the challenge is now for other church groups, sporting bodies, to get on board maybe one of the months, only 2.5 or 2 hours of your time, and at the end we'll have a little morning tea, get together, and we've got little prizes or vouchers to give away. So, that's a little bit of an incentive to try and get the locals participating more so than they have been. So everyone get on board and do the right thing, and let's make this town clean as well as the best.
You've been listening to the coordinator of Clean Up Esperance, Noel Fleming, with a strong message to finish there. Noel, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Sean, and keep up the good work.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
The small faces on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It's 8:45. And yesterday on the show, I was asking the question, how do we stop people from littering? And I have had a really great response from one of the show favourites. His name is Ratty. He got in contact through the Triple M Esperance Facebook page. He basically said, look, Esperance has seen a huge rise in social media attention in the last couple of years. I mean, that's largely thanks to people like Jamin Hudson. There's been a lot of drones flying around taking wonderful images of our beautiful beaches and surrounds. Nearly every Australian Outback Adventure or holiday page frequently posts photos of our beautiful beaches. Think of Qantas, 7 News Facebook, always put that one up, the one of the surfers surfing into shore. Why don't we, as a community, start a movement? And every time a local sees one of these posts, we post on there, thank you so much for advertising our community, or thank you so much for posting this. But make sure when you visit, don't leave your rubbish behind. We want our beaches and our wildlife to be beautiful forever. It doesn't have to be exactly that, but if we can write that sort of sentiment on these posts and say, we love our town, it is seriously as beautiful as it looks in this video, but please, if you come and bring rubbish, tidy up after yourself. We want these images and we want the town to keep looking exactly as it should. And that is beautiful. Let's start a revolution, folks. I'll put up a little post as well. I want to get this trending. Hashtag clean up after yourself. We'll work on the hashtag. It's not my forte. Thanks, Raddy, for getting in contact. Remember, you always can get in contact with me. The best way to do so is through the Facebook page, Triple M Esperance Facebook page. Give it a like today if you haven't already. Boy, oh boy, we're getting towards the end of the half an hour, the end of the show. And to finish us off, we've got you two, also the Bee Gees. It's coming up on Triple M next.
Listen to Short for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Thanks for your company this morning or this afternoon or this evening or whenever you listen to the catch-up. I'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday. Can't wait. Bye.
Short for Breakfast catch-up on Triple M.